Already, we are 2 weeks away from the great feast of Easter, and yet we still celebrate that wondrous and glorious day. And on this day, the church brings to our meditation the very event that took place on the very first Easter. Now, the 11, the Blessed Mother, and some of the holy women, and some of the relatives of Jesus, the ones that were oftentimes said in the New Testament to be the brothers of the Lord, but they were really first, second, third cousins and their families. They were all closed up within the cenacle, which according to tradition and to revelations to saints belonged, was the house of St. Cleophas, St. Joseph of Cleophas, and St. Mary of Cleophas, and of course their sons, Joseph, Simon, Judas, and John Mark, and others as well. And so they probably got tired of all the moaning and crying and the wondering of what's going on. And of course, this happens anything important. Anytime anything important goes on, people go on and on and on about it. And so they probably decided, St. Joseph of Cleophas, and the other disciple was St. Luke himself, the beloved physician. And thus he recounts the event, but does not mention his name out of humility. And while they were talking also, they left the group of women and men and the apostles because they were talking, and then that's exactly what they did. There's very few things that change in life. The more a person criticizes another, the more they do the very same thing that they criticize. So if you're not aware of it yet, be aware of it. So then all of a sudden Jesus begins, appears to them, and walks with them, but he does not allow them to see him. So he pretends that he knows nothing. And they're aghast. How can these things have been there? How can you have been in Jerusalem and not know what happened these days? And then they, as they were saying this, our Lord probably was raising his eyebrows and saying, "Oh dear." And so he says to them, "How foolish you are." Our Lord always tells the truth. He doesn't say, "Oh, you are not aware of what was going on behind the scenes, blah, blah, blah." No, no. He tells them exactly what they are. "You foolish idiots. How can you have been there and not know what was going on? You have read the sacred scriptures." And then he begins from Genesis all the way down to the end of the Old Testament, which would have included at that time the books of the Maccabees, the last two books of the Old Testament. And he begins to explain everything. This is what happened is exactly what was predicted. How can you not know it? And little by little, they didn't say anything. They durst not say anything. But little by little, as he was speaking, their hearts were awakening. And they began to feel the fire of divine love burning within their hearts. And then they say, "Look at all that's going on. The women of our group." Of course, there were the three Marys other than the Blessed Mother. The Blessed Mother already knew. It was to her that the first apparition of Christ after the resurrection took place in private, and none of it is written in the scriptures. It is too private, too sacred. And so he begins and tells them everything. And then they arrive at Emmaus, at the villa of Saint Joseph, and he pretends that he's going on. It was already dark, it was dangerous. There are many criminals. And so they say, "Stay with us, stay with us." this particular event and these words of the two disciples prompted St. Pius of Pietrelcina to write a beautiful, beautiful hymn that basically says, stay with us. Non ci lasciar, do not leave us. And so they prevailed on him, and he went in and had supper with them. And then at a certain point, probably after the supper, he took bread and he celebrated the second Mass. And we know this because all throughout the Scriptures, and of course, the Gospel of St. Luke and the Acts of the Apostles were written by the same St. Luke, he always describes the Eucharist and the Mass with one term, and it wasn't until a little later that other terms began to be used. And the first name of the Eucharist, of the Mass, was the breaking of the bread, because he took the bread and broke it and gave it to him, said the blessing, and gave it to them. And then they were aghast. First of all, they recognized the action from the Last Supper, just 3 days before the first Mass. And then he gave it to them and disappeared. And he was not just any stranger. He was just not anyone else. He was him. Jesus Christ, the risen Lord. So despite the fact that it was dark, that it was dangerous, they rushed back to Jerusalem, to the cenacle, and then they are received with the news. He has appeared to Simon, and the women have seen the angels. How wonderful! The Lord has truly risen and appeared to Simon. And it was during this event that our Lord would also appear to them, as we saw last Sunday, and breathe on them the power to forgive sins. Give us the third sacrament of the Church, the sacrament of confession, of penance. Whose sins you forgive, they are forgiven them. Whose sins you retain, they are retained. But they told the apostles, who were marveling and praising God, that he made himself known in the breaking of the bread. Today, as we celebrate this holy sacrifice of the Mass, he makes himself known to us in the same way. In the breaking of the bread. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.